way. The science of opinion, God, is not a buffet. You pick what you want, so no God on your plate. The preacher isn't God, religion's first mistake. Servants, stewards, shepherds, not kings. Has to die to his flesh every day like me. One VIP, all the other seats in church are free. We're just groupies, God's the celebrity. Before 313 AD, before Constantine, before the Council of Nicaea, before Romans and Greeks, before Calvin, Alexander, Luther, before let there be, before history, to the last century, before the death on the tree, before the fall of man, was a picture of me. Nailed to his heart, right before the last three words he would speak, it is finished. Can you believe? I'm losing my religion. Thank God, helping you lose yours is my job.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Yeah. Father says that for the rest of my life, I am going to serve the Lord. What an amazing song, because every time I hear that song, and every time I think about that song, none of us know how much life we have left on the earth. But for the rest of my life, whether it be 20 years, whether it be 30 years, whether it be 20 minutes, 20 days, the rest of my life, that song just simply said that I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm not going to spend that time serving somebody else. I'm not going to spend that time trying to serve this world. I am going to spend that time serving the Lord. Amen. And what a testimony. Amen. Y'all better be glad I'm trying to save my voice. Amen. For the rest of my life, I'm going to serve the Lord. I know that was one of the things that I was forgetting. One other thing that I was forgetting, and I didn't want to forget this. I want to thank those brothers who were on the Thursday night prayer line. Amen. I made a promise last month that I was going to try to get some of the brothers from the Second Union Church so that we have at least 10 people on that line this past Thursday night for prayer. Amen. And I want to thank, I believe at the last count, now these are the ones that named their birthday month, because some people got in a little bit late. Because Deacon Sewell told me he was on there, and I didn't hear him. So if he was on the line, amen, that means that we had 10 folks on the line. Amen? So give yourselves a round of applause, brothers, for being obedient. And then we do that every first Thursday of each month, and we're going to make sure that other than myself and Deacon Philip get a copy of that letter, because we're going to pass that information on to all of these brothers. Amen. So it's good to have brothers to get together and pray. The sisters don't have no problem getting together and praying. Amen. Can I say that again? And let me say that again. The sisters don't have no problem getting together and praying and doing whatever they want to do, but it's hard to try to pull some of these brothers together. Amen. I got to say it. I don't know if it's because of our heads being knuckle or what, but it's just hard to get us to pull together. Amen. Especially when it comes to serving God. Amen. I'm not going to sing no preparatory sermonic hymn this morning. I'm trying to say my voice is now beginning to come back, and I'm going to try to wait until it gets back, because somebody told me that you can't be sitting here taking all of this stuff and doing all of these things, and then you talk a lot and you sing a lot and you preaching and all that stuff. So you got to allow that vocal cord to rest a little bit, and man, thank God. But that's not going to stop me from preaching, y'all. I just got to tell you that. If you have your Bibles, we won't read all of it, although I'm going to go through the majority of it, but I want you to turn to Psalms 34. And I'm just going to read the first three verses, that's all. Although I'm going to talk throughout that verse, because if you take some time, take that 34th Psalm read it and meditate on it. David has a lot to say in that 34th Psalm. And normally we hit the first three verses and we stop. I'm going to read that just for conservation of time. But I want us to go home. Amen. I'm always giving homework. I want you to go home. That's just a teacher in me. I want you to go home and I want you to read that entire 34th Psalm. And hopefully after the day you'll say, the pastor's going to, I see why the pastor want us to read the 34th Psalm. But look and listen at what David says. David says that I will bless the Lord at all times. He didn't just say at sometimes. He said, I'm going to bless him at all times. We just finished that song and said, I'm going to praise the Lord for the rest of my life. Yes, yes. Amen. That's blessing the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And we don't have enough people that praise the Lord. Amen. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Verse 3 just simply says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and then let us exalt, praise God, the pastor's name. Let us exalt the deacon's name. Let us exalt the usher's name. No, it doesn't say that. It says, let us exalt his name together. Oh, you may be seated. Hey, pray, man. Praise God. I just want to talk our very simple thought. I will bless the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. I don't know about you. But I will bless the Lord. The word bless is a verb that comes from a Hebrew word that sounds like the word eulogy. It's a eulogios. But it means to eulogize someone. It means that we speak well of them. It means that to praise. It means to celebrate. With praise, to acknowledge, praise God, his goodness. And David says in our text that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Praise God. See, to get a full understanding of why David penned this psalm, one must go to 1 Samuel. We're not going to go there. Y'all can go back and read that later. 1 Samuel chapter 21 through 22. Actually, you go ahead and back up all the way from chapter 19 and just read on through there. So if you want to get a good understanding as to why David penned this psalm, praise God. See, David at this time was running for his life. Saul wanted to kill David. Praise God. And we find that David ran where he was saying, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000. Praise God. And when that was said, David changed his whole countenance. If you go back and read it, David went into a state of where he acted like a madman. He started scratching at the door. Saliva started falling down. So he was acting like he was a crazy man. Sometimes you got to act crazy. Oh Lord, I'm about ready to preach, y'all. Sometimes you're gonna have to act crazy for the Lord. And when he started acting crazy, King Asham said, man, get this man out of my presence. And he got him out. And then David had to run to a little cave in a land that was called Adullam, which was near Jerusalem. And history tells us that while he was in this cage, hiding, that David took the time and he penned the 34th Psalm. Look what he says. I've already read it, but it requires reading again. He says that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And then let us exalt his name together. You see, there is no doubt that David was glad to be out of the hands of the enemy. He was glad to be out of the land of the enemy. Praise God, a place where he shouldn't have been in the first place, praise God, back with his own men. And let me ask a question this morning. How many of y'all in here today, I should not say y'all, I gotta say us. How many of us have found ourselves in the wrong place at the wrong time, doing the wrong thing? And thank God, God rescues us. Oh, Lordy, I'm not ready to sit down yet. God rescues us from that situation. And when he rescues us from that situation, we have no other thing to do but throw up our hands and say, I will bless the Lord. In other words, thank you, Lord, for getting me out of that situation. Praise God. So we find that David said that I will bless the Lord. And I like that, because David didn't just say I will bless the Lord. He said that I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. In other words, what David was trying to tell us, I'm going to bless him when I was in the hands of King Asham and his men. In other words, I'm going to bless him in the bad times of my life, and I'm going to bless him, praise God, in the good times of my life. See, we got too many folk that only want to praise God when things are going great for them. But don't you know that you can probably get some of your best praise on when you are going through all the I'm not going to be able to preach this, Sister Kennedy, the way I really wanted to preach it. Praise God, because there are some times when we need to be blessing the Lord even when things are going good. Oh yeah, we need to bless him. We don't need to bless him when we are almost down and out. And we don't just need to bless him when we are down in the dumps with the blues. Praise God, we need to bless him, praise God, at all times, good times and bad times. And I don't know if y'all paid attention to those words that are in there in those first three verses. I'm going to get to the rest of this stuff, praise God. David used words such as bless. He used words such as boast. He used words such as magnify. He used words such as exalt. When you bless, that means to speak well of. It means to praise. It means to speak of his goodness. When he used the words boast, it means to talk about with pride. It means to brag about. When he talk about magnifying, it means to exaggerate. It means to enlarge, praise God. It means to increase. In other words, praise God, when we are talking about God, he ought to increase while we decrease. Not only that, he said, praise God, he uses the verb exalt. It means to rise in status. It means to praise. It means to glorify. Praise God. It means to give joy. It means to give pride. And it means to dignify. So David uses those verbs in the first three verses of this text. David said, and I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. You see, David gave thanks to the Lord by magnifying and exalting his name. My brothers and my sisters, when we magnify and when we exalt, praise God, the name of the Lord, he will sure enough show up and show out in our hearts. And in our lives, you want him to show up and show out, magnify, exalt him. Praise God. You see, David knew this, and we should know this. Oh Lord, I tell you, I don't know how I'm gonna preach this. I got so much. I don't want to keep us here until 10 o'clock tonight. If you look at David, if you look at Psalms 34, there are but 22 verses. But let me show you what that verses contain. In those verses, 16 times the name Lord appears. And in addition to the 16 times that the word Lord appears, you look at the adverbs, he, him, and his, they appear another 13 times. And I went through, I counted them because I had to count them twice just to make sure they were right. 13 times. So, and I believe that David, praise God, now back with his men where he belonged, praise God, he was calling them, praise God, to not to think about warfare. Oh boy, I'm going somewhere with that. But to think about worship. Oh Lord, when they announce his name that many times, when you use that many adverbs to describe him that many times in 22 little verses, praise God, David is trying to get those men that are around him to let them know that there is a Lord that we ought to exalt. There is a Lord that we need to magnify. Praise God. We got too many folks magnifying preachers. We got too many people magnifying deacons. We got too many people magnifying relatives when we ought to be magnifying the Lord God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. So as I look at this Psalms, my brothers and my sisters, I find myself wanting to ask David a question. You want to know what the question I want to ask David? I want to ask David, say, David, why will you bless the Lord? Because if I can understand why David blessed the Lord, a man who was after God's own heart, if I can understand why David blessed the Lord, then it ought to give me some reasons why I ought to bless him. Amen. And in this whole 34th Psalm, David gives us at least four reasons why he said, I will bless the Lord. Well, I know I'm not going to be able to expound on them the way I've got them written, so I'm going to have to, like the guy said, I may have to cut across the pasture today. Praise God. But see, the first reason why David says that he must bless the Lord is because he answers prayer. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor. David says that God answers prayer. If you look at verses 4 and verse 15, look what David penned. He said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Verse number 15 says, the eye of the Lord is upon what? The righteous. And his ears are open unto their cry. Praise God. Can I tell you what that means? Praise God. Let me ask a question this morning. Praise God. How is your prayer life? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, what is your prayer life like? David said that he answers prayer. So the question is, what is your prayer life like? I can't answer that for you. You can't answer it for me. Praise God, because God knows how much time you spend in prayer with him. Oh yeah, he said that. You see, our talk with God is important. And we got to spend some time talking with the Lord. Amen. You hear what I say? Talking with the Lord. I ain't said talking to the Lord. Talking with the Lord. Because when you talk with the Lord is going to talk back with you. Oh my God. Oh my God. You see, God has given us the gift of speech. And let me tell you something, the gift of speech is a marvelous blessing for us. And if we use that speech, use that tongue to the glory of God, praise God, let me tell you something, you'd be surprised what would happen. Can I tell you some things that would happen? Praise God, if we go to James chapter 5, and I'm not going to read all of this, but praise God, you Bible readers know, praise God, if you go to James chapter 5, the apostle James has a great deal to say about this thing called a tongue. And you want to know something? Every last one of us got one of them. He mentions in chapter 5, praise God, in his letter, some of the lowest uses of our tongue. Oh, I'm not going to put the scripture up there, but if you go back and read chapter 5, you'll see it. Let me just tell you what he got. You see, in James chapter 5, verse 9, he talks about the lowest use of our tongue, and that is complaining. So one of you want to know another low use of our tongue? Praise God, that is swearing. You find that in James chapter 5.